Let's get more now from our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, on the next steps in the road towards forming a government. Paul, we know now who's going to be in the next Dáil. We don't yet know who's going to be in the government. What's going to be happening over the coming days in relation to forming one?
I think for the three big parties, the first step is some form of internal rumination. They'll meet on Wednesday to consider their options. And they have some work to do. If you take Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, they have lots of new TDs, and that takes a bit of time to ensure that everyone knows the ropes. And then they all also have to establish what their priorities are for the new parliamentary party. Obviously, they have a party manifesto, but that's a lot. The question is, what is in the manifesto is a red line. I think it's different for Sinn Féin. Looking at the numbers, it seems likely that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are going to form the next government, as this process could take 2.5 months, 3 months. Sinn Féin doesn't want to be seen to be sitting on the sidelines. They want to be active. They want to be looking for alternatives, because that's what they said they were going to do in the run-up to the election campaign as well. For potential partners like Labour and the Social Democrats, they really have to work out their red lines, the positivity of being able to deliver a policy agenda set against the fear of being wiped out at the next election. And the Green Party leader has counted himself out because of just that, and they'll obviously be aware of it. Parties like Independent Ireland, Aim to People Before Profit, Solidarity, they say they're going to listen and talk to everyone, but they seem far less likely candidates for coalition. And the independents do believe it's possible for them to be involved, and that's why they're signalling their availability in many different parts of the country.
And we know, as we've been saying, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael together, they're 2 seats short of a majority. Are you getting any initial indications from either of those two parties about what their preference would be, either for independence or for a smaller party to make up the numbers?
Well, if you look back to the election campaign, both Micheál Martin and Simon Harris signalled that they did like the idea of a third party over independence. As they say, a third party would give stability. They could be relied on in difficult times. There was an unstated concern that independence could be a bit windy and they might bail if there was bad news coming around the corner. But that was then and this is now. The fact that these two parties are just 2 votes away from a majority means they have options. It strengthens their hands in any negotiations. But the soundings I've picked up over the past couple of days is that a third party is still the preferred option. Obviously, the question for them is the two big parties, how much are they prepared to concede to get that?
And we know that the Labour Party is going to talk to the Social Democrats and the Green Party first about the possibility of forming a unified left-wing bloc before any programme for government talks. But if that doesn't work out, I mean, is there a sense now that there are figures, the likes of Alan Kelly, the likes of Jed Nash, who have an appetite for going back into government? And are there more in the Labour Party who would be like-minded?
Well, I mean, if you're looking for signals, I certainly had that feeling from the interview you conducted with the Labour Party leader, Ivana Bacic, yesterday in Morning Ireland. She stated a clear objective that centre-left parties would be stronger together if they were to negotiate as a bloc. But the Social Democrats have been watery on that one for a long time. And when you pressed her, I got the sense that she was up for that. Alan Kelly certainly signalled it yesterday on his election in Tipperary. But I don't think it's a slam dunk. There are going to be concerns, and it's been expressed by people like Éan Arirdhon, the former TD who's now an MEP, and he said that the Labour Party would need to have its head examined if it went into government, given what happened to the Greens. So is that a firm view, or is he just hanging tough? We don't know just yet.
Okay, now Fianna Fáil has come back into the 34th Dáil with 10 more seats than Fine Gael. One of the questions which will have to be resolved if the two parties do go back into government together will be whether or not there would be parity of esteem, as the phrase goes. In other words, would there be a rotating Taoiseach? What's your sense of how that might be addressed?
I think there will be a rotating Taoiseach. It's pretty clear that that's a bottom line for Fine Gael. Yet at the same time, as I said, Fianna Fáil will have 10 additional seats that is going to have to be represented in the construction or structure of the new coalition. Lots of options swirling around there. Could Fianna Fáil have an extra seat at cabinet? Could they have special picks? We don't know. But that bottom line from Fianna Fáil is that if you've got 10 more seats than the other party, if you're bigger, then that has to mean something. And I think that will count. But to answer you directly, I think there will be a rotating Taoiseach, yes.
And then just come back to Sinn Féin. We heard Eoin Ó Briain there rallying round his party leader, Mary Lou MacDonald. Is there any sense that she might come under pressure now, considering the result of this election means that Sinn Féin is quite likely to be going back into opposition for the next 5 years?
But I think if you're looking at Sinn Féin, you have to look, it depends where you look at. If you're looking at Sinn Féin from, you know, where they were a year and a half ago, riding high in the polls, mid-30s, and then you look at the election results, well, then maybe she could be under pressure. But the precipitous decline in 2024, how it was arrested and the party came back, and that sense among many Sinn Féin TDs that if the campaign was a little bit longer, they would have done better. I think that's how the party will view it. I think they will feel that they steadied the ship, that they, you know, came back with as many TDs as they had, and therefore, no, I don't believe that Mary Lou McDonald will be under pressure.
All right, crystal ball time, Paul. When might we have a government?
If you're lucky, January.
January, if we're lucky. Okay, Paul Cunningham, political correspondent. Thank you for speaking with us this morning.